How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And we're here to talk about the seeds from China that are arriving in small packages to people's mailboxes.
Yeah, that's right. You should know a thing or two about small packages, especially the ones that are inside your mouth.
What? What are you talking about, Good Times Tom Ladeau?
Well, I think the listeners will get it. Yeah, that's right. Small packages in Chris Thomas's mouth.
We're off to a roaring start already. Okay, so allegedly, there are these seeds from China that are coming to random people's mailboxes. They didn't order the seeds or anything. Yes, that's right. It's a mystery as to why certain people are getting the seeds. Exactly. Why is it that certain people are getting these seeds and others are not? I mean, is this a case where it's an attempt at almost bioterrorism in a way? If people were to plant the seeds and they're an invasive species and they could hurt the crops, the agriculture, and the environment, it could be potentially dangerous.
I think you're blowing this way out of proportion.
Well, I mean, what do you think it is?
I think it's an attempt by China to provide reparations. It's the reparations program.
Reparations for what?
You know, the Rice-A-Roni virus.
Okay, when he says Rice-A-Roni virus, he's talking about what's currently happening.
Yeah, because you told us we're not allowed to use the word.
Well, because certain entities don't like us talking about the pandemic.
Okay, so okay. China is paying us back in a good way with the seeds for the Rice-A-Roni virus.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion. You don't really have any facts.
I am pretty sure that if anyone were to go out and plant the seeds, that some Happy Meals will start growing.
Happy Meals?
Yeah, that's right. McDonald's Happy Meals are going to grow once you plant the seeds. It's a Happy Meal tree. China's trying to make good on all the bad things that have happened. You plant the seeds and out sprouts some glorious boxes of McDonald's.
Okay, glorious boxes of McDonald's, I don't think so. If anything, it's probably a scam where sellers are providing seeds to people, claiming that it's another product, such as maybe a jewelry or a household appliance, because they have the information about a person through Amazon. And so they're taking the information from Amazon, sending people seeds, claiming the seeds are actually jewelry or some household appliance, and then providing their own positive review for their own product.
Boy, you really have it out for China, don't you?
What do you mean I have it out for China? I mean, these are people from China. I don't think people from China are responsible for the Rice-A-Roni virus.
Well, don't you think that you're stereotyping that the individuals from China who are sending these seeds are like kind of criminal-like and doing false reviews and getting people's information off of Amazon? I mean, I think you have some animosity against those from China.
Good Times Tom Ladeau, I don't have any animosity. I think we should be concerned and always skeptical of what's happening with respect to China. And it's just a healthy skepticism. I don't know what the big deal is. That's right, my friend. I did a poll. Oh, boy. I did a poll of people at the local Panda Express. And as they were devouring orange chicken, I asked them, you know, would you trust a Chinese person with your life? And 100% said no. Okay, but why are they eating at Panda Express? Well, I mean, it's mostly Mexican-Americans making the delicious teriyaki chicken. Okay, well, thank you for that, Dale Pine. Great contribution. You got it. So, we're in a situation where these seeds are coming from China, and we don't know yet what is, you know, the consequence of planting the seeds.
I already told you, you're gonna get a delicious burger, fries, and a toy.
Cut it out. You're not gonna get, you can't get, first of all, how are you supposed to get a box, a Happy Meal box, from a seeds? And then a burger? A burger requires meat. How can you get meat from seeds?
Well, I think it's possible. I mean, if the Chinese can make rice-a-roni virus, they can make McDonald's Happy Meal seeds. That's all I'm saying. And I think you're very nasty today.
No, I think you're very delusional today. And speaking of McDonald's, we do want to remind people that McDonald's is going to have an order nationwide where people are going to be required to wear a mask when they come into McDonald's and place an order.
You know what? This is something that really, really chaps my rear.
Chaps your rear, huh?
Yeah, I love McDonald's, but, you know, part of the joy of the McDonald's experience is seeing the smiles on everyone's face as they're downing a Whopper.
Okay, a Whopper is Burger King, Good Times Tom Ladeau.
Well, you know, Whopper, Big Mac, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, you have a big piece of meat against your face, you're smiling, and you should know about that.
Okay, you keep implying something, and I don't like it.
Well, I mean, people who go to McDonald's don't want to wear a mask, okay? I think it's very unfair that they're going to have this rule that people have to wear a mask. I mean, I don't want to wear a mask. I want to go in, you know, and just say, oh, hello there. I would love to have a Coca-Cola icy, five apple pies, let's see, 12-piece chicken nuggets. Yogurt? I'll go for that, too.
Good times. What kind of a meal is that?
It's a cornucopia of delight. That's what it is.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, because wearing a mask, while not going to prevent anything with 100% certainty, will provide safety, I think. Reduce the likelihood of contracting it.
You know, I'm really getting tired of doing this show.
Well, I mean, we haven't been doing as many because it's very hard to round everyone up.
Round everyone up? I mean, what is this? Is this some sort of, like, forced labor? I mean, geez Louise, sometimes it feels like forced labor.
Okay, that's very nice of you. what are our listeners going to think if you consider doing the podcast forced labor?
Well, I don't understand. It's just every time we do it, it's always disagreement and conflict.
I have to agree with Good Times Tomato. Dale Pine, you hardly are contributing anything anyway.
Oh, is that right? Well, you know, every time I bring up a survey, you immediately discount it and say it's not real.
Well, I mean, the ways of your survey methods are not very good.
Well, I mean, if I walk into a Panda Express with a clipboard and everyone that's there is savoring some fried rice and some lo mein noodles, I deserve the right to ask them questions, and their responses are valid, and they should be respected. And you don't respect people. That's why you bring so much attention to this show.
Yeah, that's right. He does, doesn't he? He's the cause of all the problems. The reason why the show is where it's at is because of him.
That's right, my friend. Yes, yes.
Well, it's gang up on Chris Day, I guess.
Well, I mean, things are the way they are because of you.
All right, well, let's just close off this session because this has just dissolved into bickering. And I want everyone to know, be safe, be healthy, wear a mask, take care of yourself and your family.
Yeah, yeah, but when you go to McDonald's, just don't wear the mask.
Good Times, cut it out.